This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the IRS received over 100 million individual tax returns this year. The big membership numbers for AFGE make it the fastest growing major union in the country. And children at a New Mexico Air Force base appear to have a higher rate of a rare brain and spinal cord cancer. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Children at a New Mexico Air Force base appear to have a higher rate of a rare brain and spinal cord cancer. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
A new Air Force study finds that there is no significant increase in overall brain cancer among children at Cannon Air Force Base. But children living at the base are diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer more often when compared to children living at other bases and the general civilian population. Researchers spent 2 years conducting the study. Cannon Air Force Base leadership raised concerns in 2022 about the occurrences of a rare type of pediatric brain cancer among children living at the base. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Could AI make airport security screening more efficient? Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Transportation Security Administration is developing an AI tool for detecting guns and other prohibited items hidden inside luggage. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says it could help take some of the burden off of transportation security officers.
We're going to see some days this summer that might have 3.1 million passengers. And you got to figure 3.1 million is well over 6 million images that officers are reviewing on a given day. That's a lot. What we find in our testing is that constant review of images can be very fatiguing.
The AI screening tool isn't deployed yet. Pekoski told the House Appropriations Committee that TSA is working with DHS's Science and Technology Directorate to advance the initiative. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Office of Management and Budget gives a progress report on government-wide digital transformation efforts. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us more.
In the 6 months since OMB issued the digital experience memo, agencies have inventoried 10,000 federal websites, named a digital experience delivery lead, and taken more advantage of tools and training to change how they deliver services. The Office of Management and Budget says in a progress report on this 10-year roadmap that agencies will now identify opportunities to improve content for the most common questions asked and deliver digital service options in new ways. Additionally, the new Digital Experience Council will convene experts from across the government to bring a more coordinated approach to digital experience delivery. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Office of Personnel Management is setting stricter validation requirements for enrollees in the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Starting in this fall's open season, agencies will be required to validate a sample of at least 10% of their FEHB enrollments. The requirements apply for both Self Plus One and Self and Family plans. The changes from OPM come after the Government Accountability Office found that ineligible FEHB enrollees may be costing up to $1 billion each year. Beginning next year, feds will also have to provide documentation for any family members they want to add to their plans during open season. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
More and more federal workers are getting representation from the American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE. The federal union grew by 5.5% last year, which it says makes 2023 by far its best year for organizing in decades. It also makes AFGE the fastest growing major union in the country. AFGE credits the rapid growth to a change in its organizing model. And for 2024, the union says it has already surpassed 300,000 members. The federal government is stepping up efforts to be a more attractive employer for spouses of military service members overseas. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Defense Department and State Department are looking to streamline the process for federal employees to continue their careers when their active duty military spouses deploy overseas. They're looking to shorten the process of becoming a domestic employee teleworking overseas. That includes simplifying work between the two departments to sign off on overseas housing and residential security requirements. Deputy Secretary of State Kathleen Hicks says these efforts will allow military spouses living abroad to continue their federal careers with as little disruption as possible.
With having to move from post to post every couple of years, maintaining meaningful employment can be especially difficult for military spouses.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The IRS says it's answering more phone calls from taxpayers in need of help. The agency handled 1 million more calls this filing season and 3 million more calls than in 2022. The IRS exceeded its customer service goals for the second year in a row, and more than 85% of calls were answered. That's compared to only 15% of callers getting through to the agency in 2022. In terms of workload, the IRS received more than 100 million individual tax returns this year and issued more than $200 billion in refunds. Agencies may face a new category on the annual Small Business Report Card. Under a new bill that the House Small Business Committee passed yesterday, the Small Business Administration would factor in the number of small firms winning a contract for the first time when determining annual grades. The committee also passed two other small business contracting bills. One of them would require agencies to offer more specific reasons when they cancel a small business contract and help the small business identify similar opportunities. The bills now head to the full House for a vote. The Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency is getting a new director. Richard Mueller is taking the reins at IARPA. He previously led the Department of Energy's Quantum Systems Accelerator and managed the Advanced Microsystems Group at Sandia National Laboratories. Mueller replaces Catherine Marsh, who is retiring after more than 20 years in the intelligence community. During her tenure, IARPA launched 27 new research programs. The Navy is projected to miss its recruitment goal again this year. The service will most likely miss that goal by about 6,700 sailors. In 2023, the service missed its recruiting goal by about 7,500 new sailors. The other services, however, are projected to meet their recruitment targets this year. The Navy has introduced a series of reforms to attract new sailors, including allowing potential recruits to enlist without a high school diploma or GED. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Thursday, April 18th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.